Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Nihal Navidar, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 26, found in Grade 5, Book 2 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the listening passage, Snorkeling for Bass, on page 23 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 5. Now take a moment to read the passage, and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will look at the rubric for question 26, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why they were scored this way by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. If you turn to page 25, you will find the listening rubric key points for this question. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Now, also on this page, you will see the question and some possible responses. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. Question 26 asks, what did Ryan do after he first saw the bass? Why did he react that way? Use details from the passage to support your answer. Now let's review the possible exemplary response. After seeing the bass, Ryan quickly swam straight up to get out of the water. He almost flew into the boat because the huge fish scared him so much. There are several possible details in the passage that students can use to support each part of their answer. What did Ryan do after he first saw the bass? He came straight up out of the water like a missile. He flew into the boat. He ripped the mask from his face. He sputtered "big fish" to his brother, or any other text-based response. Why did he react that way? He saw a huge bass looking right at him. He was scared. He was surprised. He thought the big fish looked like a monster, or any other text-based response. While underwater, Ryan looked up and saw a huge bass at the end of the line looking right at him. Ryan was so scared he came straight up out of the water like a missile. Ryan almost flew into the boat and ripped the mask from his face. Ryan sputtered "big fish" to his brother. To Ryan, the fish looked like a monster from the deep, and any other relevant text-based detail. We will discuss other relevant responses and details when we look at the actual training papers. For now, please read through the entire rubric section at the bottom of the page, and I will talk us through the most important points. A score point 2 response is accurate and complete. The necessary examples are included, and the information is clearly text-based. A score point 1 response includes some correct information, but may be too general or overly specific. Some of the support and/or examples may be incomplete or omitted. A score point 0 response is inaccurate, confused, and/or irrelevant. The student fails to respond to the task with text-based information that demonstrates full comprehension of the listening passage. Please also make a note of the possible score of condition code A. This means the student was present for the test session but did not write any response in the answer space. The student left it totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank, even if you can read it. Now we will move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers are chosen from field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and then approved by the State Education Department. Please turn to page 26. Here we find the first anchor paper. It is a score point 2. In this response, the student correctly describes how Ryan first acts when he sees the bass and why. The student says that Ryan rushed back into the boat because he thought the bass was a huge big monster. On the next page is the score point 1 anchor paper. The student correctly describes why Ryan reacts the way he does, because he saw a big bass, but not what action he takes when he first sees the bass. The last anchor paper is a score point zero. This response is incorrect. The details that are given describe events that happened before Ryan sees the bass. Please take a moment to review these three papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 44. These paper scores were also assigned by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of each practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. First, we have practice set 1. This response is partially correct. The student has correctly described that Ryan reacts because he actually saw a bass. But there is no description of what he does when he first sees the bass. Therefore, this paper earns a score of 1. Next is practice set 2. In this totally correct response, the student has described that Ryan came out of the water quickly because the bass came out of nowhere and stared into his eyes. The response receives a score of 2. Now let's look at practice set 3. Although the student has correctly described why Ryan reacts, because the bass was very big, there is no description of what he does after first seeing the bass. Therefore, this response only earns a score of 1. Next is practice set 4. In this response, the only information given, "I think he hides from the bass," is incorrect. This paper then receives a score of 0. Moving on to practice set 5. The student correctly describes that Ryan is shocked when he first sees the bass, but does not tell why he reacts that way. Therefore, this response only earns a score of 1. Now we have practice set 6. In this correct response, the student says that Ryan swam up like a bullet and went in the boat yelling, "Big fish." This is correct and also receives a score of 2. Next is practice set 7. This response includes a clear description of Ryan's actions. The student says that Ryan went as fast as he could back to the boat because the bass was very huge. As a result of giving complete details, this response earns a score of 2. Let's move on to practice set 8. The student says that Ryan runs very fast into the boat because he was very scared. The response is correct and complete, so it also receives a score of 2. Next is practice set 9. This response is incorrect because the only information provided, "Ryan went down and got the rod," describes what happens right before he sees the bass. The response fails to answer the question, so it receives a score of 0. Our final practice set paper is practice set 10. In this response, the student says that Ryan shot out of the water like a missile because he was frightened. This is correct and earns a score of 2. We have now reached the end of the practice set for question 26. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned a score, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers are scored, we recommend you begin the consistency assurance set. This will give you an additional set of 10 papers to score, which will provide you with further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for question 26 and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the scoring leader book. The scoring leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.